Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody on?
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Yeah, good to hear everyone. Auntie Carrie, you can go ahead and play Samuel, what is it, 17?
Yes, okay, well, we having a storm. I hope it don't cut out, okay?
Okay, thanks for telling us.
Mm-hmm.
1 Samuel 17. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shechoh, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shechoh and Azekah in Ephath-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next unto him Abinadab, and the 3rd, Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren. And carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they, and all the men of Israel, were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went, as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench, as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, Have ye seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride, and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Then David said, What have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another, and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran, and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose, and shouted, and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley, and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Sharaim, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistines, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, As thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. And the king said, Inquire thou whose son the stripling is. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, Whose son art thou, thou young man? And David answered, I am the son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite.
Amen.
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 1 Samuel 18.
No giant too big. Thank you, Auntie Carrie. Okay, I'll do a roll call. We have Auntie Carrie, Brother Hubert, Brother Daniel, Mother May, and Auntie Dot.
Good
and
evening.
Myself. Am I correct? Did I miss anyone? Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So glad that you chose to be here tonight to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Welcome to the Nose Family Weekly Prayer Service, and we pray that we all take something away from this gathering tonight. May we all spread kindness and love to one another, and may that you all, we pray that you all brought some good news to share tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I will start out with Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
You got my soul on the letter?
Prayer. You're supposed to be doing the prayer.
Oh, the opening prayer?
Yeah, the song.
Oh.
The music.
Oh, the opening prayer and the song. Give me I know. I miss you guys so much. I feel like I've been gone a whole month. Yeah, I'm just skipping all over this place. Let's see here. Hubert, are you able to play any music?
I don't know what music to play.
Andy didn't tell us nothing. We just found out that she wasn't going to be here.
I didn't send it to her, but if I send it to you, Hubert, you'll be able to play it?
No.
We ain't got but one. Call.
Okay, I'll see what I can do on my end. Okay,
okay.
Now if everyone would bow their head for... We didn't have anyone for the opening prayer, so if everyone would bow their head for...
Yes, we do.
Who's going to do the opening prayer?
You. She said she went
okay.
She said she signed you to it.
Yeah, I got it. I heard the program. I listened to the program. I try not to stay too far away from you guys. Okay, so if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Father God, we ask that you close any doors that needs to be closed in our life, and we ask that you destroy the power of all demonic spirit that are coming against us. Help us to stay faithful and strong throughout our storms, and that the enemy become powerless and they cannot return. For we thank you that you will renew our strength in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, bear with me. Let me know if you can hear the music. If not, we'll just move on with the program. We need to figure this out, but we're amateurs. But the song I chose is Jesus Will Fix It. It's a newer version. Thank you.
you have ever wanted to visit Orlando, you're going to love this deal. Spend three nights in a luxurious two-bedroom villa at the Westgate Lakes Orlando and get a complimentary $200 theme park credit for only
$299. Oh, now, I want everybody. Oh, hey, this is great. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on us.
Can y'all hear?
Yeah.
What's up?
Y'all can hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second.
I have to cry sometimes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, I think I'm on target now. Now we're going through the good news. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and I will start out with Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Luke. The 7th chapter started at the 11th verse through the 17th verse. And the subject is that raising a widow's son. Soon afterward, Jesus went to the town called Nain, and his disciple and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town were with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he wept. Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those that carried it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praises God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spreading throughout Judea and the surrounding country. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of Luke 7. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from Revelation chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and sent a significant it by the angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophet, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the 7 churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the 7 spirits which are before the throne, and Jesus Christ, who is faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him love us, and wash us our sin in his own blood. He has made us kings and princes and priests unto God and his Father, to the glory of the dominion over glory and dominion forever and forever. Amen. Behold, he come with a cloud, and ere I shall see him, and they also shall pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall be because him. Even so, amen. I am the Omega, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that revelation, Auntie Carrie. Next I have Brother Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say hello to everyone. I'm just going to be listening. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Glad to hear, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read John chapter 21, verse 20 to 22. Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved were following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper. Lord, who is going to betray you? When Peter saw him, he asked, Lord, what about him? Jesus answered, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for reading that book of John, Auntie Dot. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms. Psalm 4, answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. How long, O men, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusion and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart the godless for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your heart and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when their grain and new wine abound. I will lay down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Psalms 4.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's see here. I have the sick and shut in, but any updates on Sister Shirley? I haven't been around a couple of weeks. Any update, Auntie Carrie?
She's much better, but with the medicine she takes, she go to sleep, so that's why she's not on the phone, because the medicine put her to sleep. She's doing much better.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
I got the Thursday, and it went well.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, pass it on that we love her and we're still praying for her.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay, sick and shut in. So if anyone else I need to add to the list, guys, or take off? Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we that you for your promise. Let's see, what did I write? Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you give Auntie Wileen, Sylvia, Joseph, Trey, Daniel, Sister Shirley, Kamisha, Uncle Dave, Hazel, the strength that they need to continue to press forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. May you look upon them with eyes of mercy. May your healing hand rest upon all that are in need. And may your life-giving powers flow into every cell of their body and into the depths of their soul, cleansing, purifying, and restoring them. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of birthdays. I don't have a list. That's something I leave up to Angela to do. But does anybody have any birthdays they would like to share?
On what today?
The 18th.
Today's date, the 18th, is it?
Yeah,
18th. Yeah, it's 18th.
Yeah. Well, I just have to do this. Auntie Dottie did such a wonderful job with the birthday song last week.
No, you did not.
Do you mind singing it for us tonight?
Oh, boy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And may God bless you. Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Thank you for the beautiful song, Auntie Dot. I just had to throw you in there last week, so I was like, oh, that'd be good. But actually, I had Sister Shirley down to sing, but since she's not here,
okay.
I figured out this that one out of that.
Okay.
Thank you so much for singing that for us. Okay, now we have reached a part of our program where we share more Bible verses, praise report, testimony, songs, or poems. And I will just go down the list if you have anything to share. If not, just say pass. I will start out with Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay, let's see. Brother Hubert?
Yes, I have a prayer.
Amen.
Luke 21:36 prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And we pray for ourselves and each person we pray for today. Heavenly Father, we pray that each of us may be counted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass, and that we may stand before the Son of Man. Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping us watchful and praying at all times. We thank you letting us be counted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass. We thank you for letting us stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Luke 21, Brother Hubert. Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm a Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give
you
thanks
said Psalm?
To the Lord. Uh-huh, 107, verse 1.
Okay, amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for sharing Psalms 107 and 1 for us, Auntie Dot. I will go next, and I'd just like to say I thank you all for all your prayers. We had a safe, wet trip, but it didn't spoil our vacation.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
We had a wonderful time. We did stop over in Georgia, and Auntie, it's so hard to come there and not visit everyone, but we was on a mission, so.
Amen.
Yeah. And we made it back in safely, so I want to thank you all for your prayers, and we had a wonderful time. I got to see an personator of Aretha Franklin and the Blues Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I got to see a little show. Yeah, but it was really nice. The kids really enjoyed it as well.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Okay, next I have, let's see here, Mother May. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, that's it. Okay, yeah, we have reached the part of our program where we assign parts. We're looking at 1 Samuel 18. Any volunteer, Auntie Carrie? Or
yes,
Auntie Dot? Auntie Carrie, amen. Okay, how about opening prayer? Do I have any volunteer for an opening prayer for next week?
I'll do it.
Is this Mother May?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, I have an opening for the closing prayer. Do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer next week? Okay.
Do it.
Who said that?
Auntie Dot.
God.
Oh, my God.
Now, unless she's silent all the time.
She rarely volunteers. Okay. All right. Praise God. We have parts. Angela will be happy that all her parts are covered for next week. We have Auntie Carrie that will be covering 1 Samuel 18. Mother May will be blessing the prayer line, and Auntie Dot will be closing us out with the prayer. Now, is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? And I have Auntie Carrie down for that, am I correct?
You're right.
Okay. Okay, Auntie Carrie, you can go ahead with the closing prayer. Everyone bow their head, please.
Father in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Lord, we come to you today and we thanking you, Lord, for this time. We thanking you for your word that were read and talked about tonight. Lord, we just thank you for the insight that your love endures forever. So, Lord, we just thanking you just being God and being in our lives and taking us to where you want us to be. Lord, we just thanking you that let your will be done in our lives that we can follow and trust in you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that closing prayer, Auntie Carrie. Let's see. The song that I have is by Tasha Cobb, my favorite artist. And the title is You're Gonna Get the Glory. I'm going to attempt this again. Is the volume okay on it, on the music,
yeah,
guys? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bear with me. Amen. I'll cut the song off and come back and do the conclusion, and then I'll play the rest of the song. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm moving out of the sea.
Gonna get the glory. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. We pray that there was something shared that would help us through our challenging week. May God be with us all, and God bless America. For we plead the precious blood of Jesus over all of God's creation. God bless you this every week. May everyone have a blessed week and walk with Jesus. Good night.
Amen.
We love you. Continue to listen to this. Amen. You can, say you can, we love you all. Love you all too. You want to? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Everyone have a blessed evening. This is the Nellen family signing out. We love you all. Good night.